Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan with a Good Day program investigating what's going on in the world. And here's my chief investigator, Molly Page.
Hello.
Stand up and take a bow.
Oh, thank you.
Or
thank
sit
you.
Down.
Okay.
All right, Ken, you can sit down too. Ken Kessler, Doug Stefan, Molly, with our list of the top 10 talk topics of this past week. Baltimore. So some people pronounce Baltimore. Baltimore. Wow. The presidential prospects. Mrs. Clinton is too old. That's what some of the Republicans are whispering. She's too old. How in the world? And they don't remember that their standard bearer, party standard bearer, Mr. Reagan, was 70 when he started the presidency. So they probably ought not to say.
But it's okay if you're 70 if you walk on water.
Yes, that's true.
It makes you younger.
Pretty soon I'll know that for a fact.
You already walk on water.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm not 70, so how about them apples?
Oh, you're ahead of the curve.
I'm ahead of the curve. Wowie zowie.
You can run.
That's right. Dudley for president. That'd be good. A nice ring to it, as a matter of fact. Dudley, President Dudley. In charge I am of Dudley World at the moment. The whole world could be mine. The world is my oyster.
Make Dudley sure they're World, is that a cooked. Theme park?
Yes, that's my farm, and name. Oh. It's a precious name given to the farms by somebody who's precious. Yes, it is. It's quite a, when you find out, well, the reason for that is that my given name is Dudley, so therefore it fits.
It does.
In a manner of speaking. All right, so let's see. Let's, the Supreme Court gave marriage change. I heard some people who were thinking out loud about this, which is a good thing to do. Think out loud is always all right. I find I do my best thinking when I'm talking, honestly. And Mr. Kennedy may be playing us. Could you imagine somebody who wants attention, love, and affection? Supreme Court Justice Kennedy may be the deciding vote. Of course he's the deciding vote. Which way will he go? Will he swing left? Or will he swing right?
There's a lot of innuendos here.
Yes, there are, and that was the purpose of me setting it up the way I did. Thank
See,
you for noticing.
I am on the ball.
You are on
Friday,
the ball.
Right?
Are you sitting on Richie's ball?
I am.
In the studio.
Ironically,
there
yes.
There you go. Rich is in New Orleans. Not likely we'll hear from him for a couple of days, one way or the other.
Posted a lot of on Facebook, though. Good stuff.
Did he? What did he post?
Yeah. Oh, just you know,
pictures.
Different stages and who's playing what and the good time he's having.
Oh, terrific. 8-8, I'm having a better time here with you and Kenny. 888-302-3684. And, of course, the throngs of millions who are listening to us discuss the issues of the day and good day. Your participation encouraged. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So early indications would have us believe, as far as social media is concerned, Kenny, what is the big item of the week from that side of the coin?
Baltimore. Head and shoulders over everything.
Yeah, I think that is probably appropriate. There is continuing in Baltimore this sort of refusal, if that's the right word for it, to provide more details about how Freddie Gray died. And so what does that do? It fuels suspicion and mistrust of the system. And that's, you know, there are those who say it's legally appropriate to keep the information away from the public. But a lot of people there are finding it hard to be patient. Police revealing next to nothing about their investigation. The state's attorney's office is involved now. So it's been, what, almost 2 weeks since this guy died, right?
Yeah.
April 19th.
2 weeks this weekend.
Yeah. All right. So what's the central question? Is it Why did he die? Were the police abusing him? There's no transparency here. What's the question, Molly, in your mind?
Well, there's a lot of questions in my mind. What the report from what they found so far, what they've released, is that the injuries that he died from were not caused during his arrest, mm-hmm. but somehow during the ride. Now, it was just also released that the police van that he was in made another stop that the police had not reported earlier.
What, at McDonald's?
Well, that would be kind of understandable, but
wait a minute. Is there a Dunkin' Donuts shop nearby?
Oh, you went there.
Okay, keep going.
So it made a fourth stop that the police had not earlier reported. Picked up someone else, and also what's come out is that the police said that the guy who was in the van with Mr. Gray reported that he was banging his head and making noise, and that possibly the injuries.
Gray was.
Yes.
Not him, yes.
Yeah, that Gray was. Yeah. And that possibly the injuries that he sustained that led to his death were self-inflicted, caused in the van. He's saying he didn't say that. He said he heard a couple of thumps, and that was it. And he is not talking to the police.
Is it true that the autopsy found in the proof or evidence of him whacking his head into a bolt in the van, that there would be a hole in his head, in a sense?
Well, I'm not hearing anything about that from the autopsy. I mean, the autopsy results haven't complete. Is that right, Kenny? The autopsy results have not.
Baltimore Sun's carrying a story today that suggests that.
What I'm reading from TV station in Baltimore says, according to the autopsy, there's no evidence that he hit his head against anything on his own.
Huh.
His fatal neck and spinal injury was akin to the type suffered in a car accident. It needed that kind of force and energy.
Hmm. Now, have you seen...
Interesting, the difference
on being
says one thing, and the television says something else. Go ahead, Amal.
Thank you. Everything I've read stands in line with what Kenny's saying, and I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of the back of the van that carried him in, the back of the police van.
Hmm.
It's not at all what I had expected. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, the police van, something like a minivan or a police car where they have seats and seat belts, and maybe they're separated from the police officers.
What was it?
It doesn't look like that at all. Honestly, it looks a little bit more, if you've ever seen a horse trailer, a two-horse trailer.
Yeah, I've seen cow trailers, same thing.
Yeah, so it's metal. It's completely divided. Mm. They have one long seat, like a bench, on each side. And a prisoner's put in one side, a prisoner's put in another side. There are seat belts. But, you know, I mean, it's basically divided so that it's vertical, not horizontal, across the van. So he didn't have his seatbelt on. He's in shackles. If they hit the brakes, he would have flown the entire distance of that van from front to back, not even from side to side, and he would have slammed into the metal wall.
Yeah. All right.
And with no windows, he would have no way of known it was coming even.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, yeah. There are details. Some of them are important. Some of them are not. There's a story we have at DougStefan.com regarding the rioting. The parents who convinced their teenager to turn himself in because of him, the son being involved in the riots, found when he was brought before the judge that perhaps they wished he hadn't been so forthcoming, because the judge set his bail at $500,000. Is that appropriate?
They're saying it's more than some people who are charged with murder.
Yeah. So is the judge being tough with all the people that are being brought before him in this circumstance, Kenny?
This is the only one that I've heard of, but this is this kid's, he's a teenager.
Right.
And they're talking about 8 different charges and that he could spend most of the rest of his life in prison now.
Oh, how swell is that?
Thanks for coming forward.
Yeah,
right.
No good deed.
Mm-hmm. What about the kid that was slapped around by his mother? What happened to him?
I think just some humiliation and embarrassment so far.
Right. Imagine going to school the next day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 15 past the hour. Nothing says I love you more than a squatty potty. I have my own squatty potty now.
Do you feel loved when you're
using it? I feel loved. I feel emancipated, in a manner of speaking. And I'm not even a mother. according to some anyway.
That we know of.
That's, I guess, from the, what is that, the business about the tree falling in the forest? Who's going to listen to that story? Anyway, how about squatty potties? You've heard of the squatty potty. You've heard me talking about it. It's been here, there, and everywhere for the past 3 or 4 weeks. Somebody came up with a bright idea that squatty potty would be great for a Mother's Day gift. So, and that's because the person who came up with the squatty potty, he did it for his mother because she had a problem, and it helped her so well, the family decided to share their secret with the rest of us. Thus, the squatty potty. What a wonderful, loving thing. Some people may think that's not the case, but if you have a problem eliminating, there's nothing better than whatever help you can get. And that's what the squatty potty is all about. But it's not just for people that have trouble eliminating. It's for all, because it is the natural way for you to eliminate. It's not delicate, not dainty, but it's real. The squatty potty is engineered so that your body can mirror the angle and efficiently eliminate. That's what it's all about. You set it on top of your toilet seat and let it do its work. When you're not using it, it's stored under your toilet. Doctor recommended, it really does work. So, if you have an idea that you want to give your mother, this may not be the only thing you give her for Mother's Day, but it's a good deal. You're a son or a daughter of a devoted mother, then all you have to do is go online to squattypotty.com, squattypotty.com. Get a 15% discount when you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, 15% off. Get that before Mother's Day, squattypotty.com, squattypotty.com for your mom.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
When your lawnmower battery dies, it can leave your yard looking like a jungle, and you wondering where things are, like your rake, your clippers, and your garden gnome.
Over here!
So stop by Napa for a lawn and garden battery as low as $21.99 with exchange. Just $21.99 to get back on your mower and get your lawn back to normal. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/15.
888-302-3684. Jacqueline's in Tennessee. Welcome to Good Day, Jacqueline. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
The countdown, I believe it's for this week, it's number 4. I think it's about the gay people.
Yes, well, the Supreme Court had held a 2.5-hour session earlier in the week to focus on what ought to be the law of the land when it comes to this particular part of the gay marriage issue. So what do you think?
Well, I think that the gay people, they've come out of the closet, and that's enough. Well, I think we've had enough. This country had enough of listening to them. We've listened.
Who are you talking about in this country?
Well, we as a people, the United States. The United States.
I think there are people who may agree with you and people who may disagree with you. That's the beauty of America, isn't it? Some disagree, some agree. There's discussion and freedom to express yourself. Isn't that a good thing?
Well, yeah, it is. True enough. America, you know, she's the mother of all countries, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, well, they want to announce marriages, you know, to each other. I don't think that's being...
How does it affect you? If two women want to be married to each other, how does that impact you and your life?
Well, it has, you know, impact on...
No, but I want to know how it impacts you.
Well, I just really don't like...
Oh, I get that. I get you don't like it. Yeah, I get that. 21 after.
The
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fruit and vegetables. In fact, ow! Can you do that, Molly?
Nobody can do that. Nobody can scream like Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, number one during this week in 1982, with I Love Rock and Roll, had been number one on the charts for 7 weeks. 16 weeks in the top 10. There's a lady from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. By the way, what happened with her? There were protests sort of last night in Philadelphia. Did you know that? I wonder what happened there. I didn't see that in the news, though. I just heard from a friend in Philadelphia who said there were going to be some protests, but nothing seemed to have happened, which is not a bad deal. All right, so from music and comment to the late night shows, which sometimes are musical and sometimes have comment worthwhile, supposedly funny, starting with Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Myers, etc.
McDonald's, they've been going through a lot of changes. They've had their problems.
Yeah, yes. Their business is down, too.
Yeah. Well, McDonald's just announced that they are simplifying their menu to speed up service. That's the latest, yeah. They're going to speed it up. Speed it up a lot, yeah. When asked why, a McDonald's spokesman said, because our customers don't have much time left.
Bernie Sanders, he officially announced his presidential campaign today. He's the first Democrat to officially challenge Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Some people are claiming that he's being forced to run, just so it would appear that Hillary has some competition. Bernie denies this, okay, but if you look at his campaign slogans, I'm not sure even he thinks that he can win. I mean, take a look at this first one here. It says, Bernie 2016, I've always wanted to meet Hillary Clinton. Here's another one. Bernie 2016, because my name sounds like Bert and Ernie combined. It's like, I love Bert and Ernie, but I don't know if I like Bernie. I don't know. Finally, there's Bernie 2016. Forget the weekend. Why not spend the next 4 years at Bernie's? I guess.
President Obama told a group of middle schoolers, he was speaking to a group of middle schoolers today, and he told this group of middle schoolers that he's a big Dr. Seuss fan, mainly because it puts Joe Biden right to sleep. It's just a helpful thing to have on hand. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, he said today if he could take anyone in the world to a baseball game, he'd choose Teddy Roosevelt or rapper Pitbull. Teddy Roosevelt or rapper Pitbull. Said Floridians, who the hell is Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. I think that's probably more truth to that than we want to know. Thank you very much. All right, Ellen DeGeneres yesterday on her daytime program joking about how washers and dryers have become too complicated. Amen to that.
Boy, washers and dryers have changed. They've come a long way. I mean, from what they used to be, they used to be one machine that washed your clothes, one machine that dried them. Actually, when I was younger, if we wanted clean clothes, we would go down to the creek and we would take our clothes off and then they would float away. Anyway, they're complicated. My washing machine has 9 different cycles. So we have sanitary, we have whitest whites, we have heavy duty, we have normal casual, we have rapid wash, we have delicate silk wool hand wash. I don't know what any of this means. I need 2 options, pasta sauce or cat hair. That's all. And those are the cycle options. They're separate temperature control things. Look at the temperature. There's hot, cold, super hot, cold, warm, 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 cold. I just want clean clothes. I don't want them to go through menopause.
How many of them? I have an old washing machine and an old dryer. The dryer that I have in my house was the original dryer when I built the house in 1979, 78, 79. That's how old my dryer is. And it still works great. Once in a while you have to kick it in order to make it work, but it works. Dries the clothes just fine, thanks very much. Who needs new? Old is better. 28 after.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, Utah has just reinstated firing squads for the death penalty. Okay? Well, barbaric.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Because of problems getting lethal injections, the state of Utah has decided to bite the bullet. That is, go back to firing squads for capital offenses. Smart or barbaric?
Well, I think if you're going to have the death penalty, you might as well be honest about what it is and what you're doing. And it looks as though we've run the course with using these lethal injections. And if you're going to do it, this is as good as any other. I'm uncomfortable with the death penalty, and I would say even oppose it in theory. It's just in practice when it comes to some of these cases of people whose guilt is genuinely beyond a doubt. I always find myself, I wouldn't mind if you paid the ultimate price. Okay.
I think with 1 in 25 innocent, a death penalty is heinous. It's primitive. You look out at the world, America is isolated and outlier. I think this firing squad policy, whatever it is in Utah, is barbaric. Lethal injection is barbaric. So it's overarching the whole thing.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of The Nation magazine.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I got you, you got me, we got us, and therefore everything is all right with the world. 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Molly Page is here. She doesn't sound like Ken Kessler, and he doesn't sound like her. So you can tell my voice doesn't sound like hers, doesn't sound like Ken's. So you can sort of pick and choose which voice you want to listen to. Maybe you'd like to listen to all of us because we all have something to say. And more importantly, you have something to say, so share it. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Today is May Day. May Day. May Day. You'll rally around the maypole. Who'd you do what?
In a good way.
Yes, it is.
Not a distress call.
Distress call. Although there are Navy ships that are active today, accompanying American commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz, where Iran detained a Marshall Islands flag cargo ship this week. They're our friends, the Iranians. They're there to help us all out. Happy to have them as our friends. What's the, what is that, number two? What is the Iranian thing this week on the countdown, Kenny?
Oh, I think it was like number five.
Yeah, that's right, too. It is number five. Okay, so number one today is the fact that it's May Day. Traditional holiday celebration. Going back to ancient times, spring festivals, maypoles are common around the world. A maypole is a tall pole covered with streamers and flowers and other decorations that bring us to think about springtime. People hold on the streamer and dance around the pole to ward off old man winter. Gonzo goes back to the 1880s. In Hawaii, today is Lei Day, not May Day.
Excuse me?
Lei Day. Day when friends, lovers, bosses, relatives, just about anybody, everybody, gives the gift of a lei to another person, putting it around the recipient's neck. Nice. A lei. Those beautiful flowers. Very nice.
Yeah.
Lei Day began in 1928. Many celebrations around the world, but I would like to take a moment to go to Hawaii. I guess it takes them longer. It actually is more than a moment. It takes me about 10 hours to get to Hawaii from where I am. But it would be nice this thing. Yeah, very nice. So what else is going on today? There are marches scheduled for labor and immigrant rights in a number of cities today, broadening their message to direct attention to you The big focus of the protests from the activists will be police brutality. That's the May Day March by Labor Today. The labor movement, a lot of people concerned about our rights in this country. Recent years' marches have gotten a boost from immigrants seeking authorization to live and work in our country. There'll be plenty of those today in Boston and Oakland, two places where the rallies are called Black Lives Matter. That's a slogan. Isn't it being used a lot now because of the attention that all of these problems that police have had with black people or black...
Started in Ferguson, I think, didn't it?
I think so. That slogan makes sense. Now, the unrest in Baltimore brings it around to Baltimore. It's also International Workers' Day. There were riots in 1886 at the Haymarket in Chicago. A bomb turned a worker rally into a deadly event. The bomb was placed by someone that was hired by a business person who didn't want to be paying more wages. The creation of the march that day was for more money to be paid to the workers at this particular company. So in order to fix the problem, they blew up, they threw bombs into the marchers' ranks.
Fixed.
It didn't, yeah, right. Didn't quite work as well as it might have. We have our own situation here. There are a lot of people who are protesting today still around the country for equal pay or parity. Equal pay for women is important, and I'm with that. That's 100% focus that makes good sense. And
how could somebody not?
I don't know. I don't even
that.
Begin. If you're a sexist and you're a pig, I guess perhaps you'd be against it.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, top of the agenda.
Right. And then there are those who are protesting because they don't get enough money at McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King. I wish they'd give that a rest. It doesn't. Come on. Give it a rest. You're just ruining it for yourselves. Not that it's a great deal to work at one of these places. I'm not suggesting that it is. But that's what the job pays. And if you don't sort of pay attention, there are now robots being developed. Do you think McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's haven't gone? There are a couple of different companies that are involved in robotics. Some of the same companies that are building the drones are building robots to make your hamburgers.
But what is the point of that?
Which?
So, you build robots to do human jobs, and it puts more people out of work.
Well, if you don't want to work for what they want to pay you, that's what they're going to do.
But this was really sparked by sending all the jobs overseas.
The robots cooking hamburgers? I don't think
so. So, I mean, my point is that, yes, companies can get people overseas to work for nothing and live on a couple of dollars a week.
Yeah.
And so the companies, the big corporations, make a lot more money. And the workers here in America don't have jobs.
I'm going to struggle with that one a little bit. That's too broad an assimilation of what is real in my mind. The big companies. What does that mean, the big companies? There is this mania that we have here in our country to make big business seem like the bad guy. I'm the first one to stand up and say, excuse me, especially when it comes to drug companies, agricultural companies like Monsanto, those are the bad big companies as far as I'm concerned. But I think, excuse me, you need to name the companies more specifically than just saying
Walmart.
A generic, Walmart,
Walmart's. Some of the car makers that are now bringing jobs back. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, yes, it's a way to make more money if you have your products
made
overseas.
Where would we be if it wasn't for General Motors? How many people would be out of work if it wasn't for General Motors?
Well, but General Motors did shift their jobs overseas, and they're bringing them back.
Not all of them. Some of them they did.
Yeah. Okay.
Some.
But in some of those jobs, General Motors will make more money by having their products made overseas. But if Americans Americans aren't making money by having jobs, how are they going to spend money on these products?
Well, the more important, not maybe the more important thing, but a consideration here with that discussion is the essence of how easy it is for people not to work. I would like to have, in my dream of the perfect America, everybody who was physically, mentally, and emotionally qualified to have a job. What is the matter with my voice?
It's the allergies.
Excuse me. Yeah, it is. You're right. I'm getting it now. It's really you. The power of suggestion with you this week.
No, I heard a friend of mine's in San Francisco, and I was thinking I really need to move back to the West Coast and get rid of these terrible allergies. And she put on her Facebook page last night that she's taking everything imaginable because everything's blooming at once in the country.
Well, it isn't in Southern California. Bloomed a long time ago. It bloomed in February, so you
had Northern California.
Northern California is a different, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so meanwhile, what was I saying? The businesses and. I couldn't talk there for a moment. Thank you.
We were talking about businesses and American workers making money. And you said it'd be great if everybody.
If everybody who is of sound mind and body had a job, that would be utopia for me. And the people who couldn't work because they have an emotional problem, they have a physical problem, they can't work. Those people need to be supported and helped by society. I do not want to support somebody who's able-bodied and who is mentally and spiritually capable of holding a job. I don't care whether it's $10 an hour or $100 an hour. Not my business. What is my business is when money is extracted from me to pay for people to not work. And that's a big problem in this country. And so there's a way, but I don't know what it is. There's got to be a way to find a happy medium here so that the people who are running businesses that want to have robots do the work, okay, that's fine. But we have a lot of jobs that are not being done by Americans, that we import some folks here legally, some folks illegally, to do work that supposedly Americans don't want to do. You know what? That's not my problem. I'm sorry, and I will help you. I don't even need the tax man to take money from me to help you if you need help. I'll help you because I feel that it's my job, because I'm fairly successful, and I might be able to afford a little help here and a little help there to people in my discretionary view who need the help. But I'd be damned if I want somebody to take money from me, which is what's going on right now, and give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it. And I can tell you who I think deserves it. People who can not work, who must be under some sort of care, who can't physically, emotionally work, those people, as a society, we need to support. We do not need to support people who can physically and mentally hold a job.
Oh, I agree with you completely.
Unbelievable abuse of that in our country at the moment. And so...
Agreed.
That story.
That's wonderful, because we should. I mean, this is the American
family. So all these
family,
May Day rallies that are taking place today to look for this, that, or the other thing, get a job. And by the way, if you have a job, you're not at a rally. You're at your job, right?
There is such a thing as workers' rights.
And
being taken care of and not being put in dangerous positions, in your work unless you're trained for that. I mean, there are certain things that they're rallying for that I think are just.
Yeah, there are. That's true. But there are a lot of them that are naively. One of the best things about being young is being naive.
Isn't it great?
It's terrific.
I miss it.
Everybody who doesn't know anything wants to fix everything.
Yeah.
And that's terrific. And until you get to a point where you realize that some things are more easily fixed than others. But it's good stimulation for conversation, I think, as much as anything else. 16 before the hour. Here's something else that's stimulating. The situation Molly and I were just talking about with allergies goes hand in hand with the beginning of the bug season. Bugs. You have bugs in your home? Are you bugged by bugs all over the place? There's a company called Cedarside, website cedarside.com, which is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. They sent me a box of stuff yesterday. What great stuff. All organic. They sent me the bug spray. So if you got bugs in your home.
What does it get rid of?
It gets rid of everybody in your family who bugs you.
Oh, everybody around. There's no price high enough.
Now, does that include in-laws, or is it just blood family?
In-laws, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name them.
Ants?
Leeches. two-legged and four-legged. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect and chemical free. That's why I'm going to suggest you go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. Call them at 800-842-1464 and order that way if you'd like. Mention you're listening to Doug Steffen. That's how you get free shipping. Or go to cedarside.com to order all this great bug spray and the things that will help keep your home bug-free. Mother Nature fighting Mother Nature. How about them apples? Go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464 to be bug-free.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Drink. Yes, please remember that this weekend. May Day, drink responsibly. Death toll from Nepal's earthquake, over 6,200 now, it looks like, Molly. And they still can't figure out how to burn the rotting bodies. I don't get this at all. Disease is rampant.
Yeah.
You put the bodies in a pile, you throw gasoline on them, and you throw a match at it. Sounds crude and cruel and crass, but there's nothing there but bodies that are decaying and creating a situation that could be a problem for a whole lot more people. You want to bury or burn up another 6,200 bodies? Just leave the ones that are rotting around on the ground. I don't get this. What? The morgues are full. Okay. So you have an emergency. You pile the bodies up and you burn them. That's it. This is a 28 million population country, and a lot of people in the cities anyway, or at least the cities where the earthquake had took the biggest toll, are very vulnerable. Other than that, I think they've found a few more people, haven't they?
Yeah. 6 days after the 7.9 quake hit, they found two, a 15-year-old pulled from a collapsed guest house.
And some old guy.
And a 30-year-old, a woman in her 30s.
I thought there was an old guy they found, too.
Well, you know, depends on if you're 12, 15's old.
51 after.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. We started a conversation yesterday about that new email tool available for Gmail users called Crystal, but there were more questions at the end of the conversation than there were answers, so we will find out what the problem is with Crystal from Greg's point of view and how it may invade your privacy. So if you're tempted to use Crystal, wait! Don't do it for 60 seconds at least.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Great. Greg Stebbin here with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and me on the crystal phenom, which is not so, it's crystal clear to me that I won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. So help those who have already decided this would be a good, I can't see anything about this that is anything other than disaster. You tell us what you think, though.
Well, my word would have been creepy.
Creepy,
so
okay.
You put crystal, you connect it to your Gmail, and then as, let's say you were writing me an email, it would actually tell you as you were writing, oh, don't say that to Greg. Here's a better way to say it to Greg, because Greg, I'm now reading my profile from Crystal. Greg is very relationship focused, builds trust quickly, and appreciates open, casual conversation.
I didn't know that.
So when emailing Greg, use an emoticon, use emotionally expressive language, but don't ask him something that will require a long, thoughtful response.
In other words, you're not that smart.
Yeah, I think that was the implication.
But this is something that, like, if I were emailing someone I didn't know, and I had a friend who did know that person, and I was talking to them on the phone and said, oh, hey, I'm going to email Steve. I don't know him at all. How should I phrase this?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of like that? They go, oh, he only likes really short sentences. Don't ask him to elaborate.
No, you don't have to send him anything except a picture of you and your glasses. That's it. Don't send him any word. Just send him a picture.
Well,
you in your glasses.
I mean, yes, it is kind of like that, except let's step back and realize that the friend you just called for advice hasn't created a profile that it will share publicly with the whole world on everyone in the world.
You know what's fascinating about this? If you put the creepy part of it aside, that somebody was smart enough to figure out how to do this, make software that could grab all this information in an instant from whatever sources there are around, and the fact that when they set Google up, they are tracking through their own devices whatever it is that you're doing, so when somebody writes to you, they'll know more about you based on what Google has tracked. I may not want somebody to know some of the things about me.
That's exactly what they've done, and that's really one of the points here is, as far as I can tell, there's no way for you, Doug, to say to Crystal, hey, I don't want you to have, you need to erase my profile. I don't want you to be telling people those things about me.
So Crystal's like a stalker that you can't break up with.
Yeah, and what happens if, let's say, you're up for a job,
right? Yeah.
And they look at your profile, and without ever talking to you, they decide you're not right for the job because of what Crystal has projected about you.
Mm-hmm. And who can you sue? A website? Or
well,
a
maybe
piece of software, or
I can see some suits.
Maybe some smart. There's some smart lawyer who's already working on a class action lawsuit to grab some serious dough from Google. I don't know that Google thought this all the way through yet, but they have so much money. What would be a couple of million, a couple of $100 million settlement for those who would be aggrieved? I don't want anything
smart
to do with
lawyer
it.
Just to shut up.
You got to sign up for this though, right?
Well, it will look for a profile, create a profile on anyone it can find information on.
Really?
You have to sign up to use it. It's a freemium model.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.